I'm talking about me. He been good, good to me. I just can't forget what he did at Calvary. Couldn't say couldn't have done what you did when you went to Calvary. You shed your blood. You shed it for me. That's why I'm standing here on your word. I know your word will forever stand. If I couldn't say to meet you.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
How do you prepare yourself for this journey? So that's the fourth question. How do you get ready for heaven? Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there you go, talking about the Father's house again. There are many what? Mansions. Oh, it's a beautiful place. If it were not so, listen to this. He said, if it were not so, if it wasn't true, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So when you die in the Lord, saved, a child of God, then you go to be with him. Hallelujah. How do I make preparation for the journey? Let me tell you, in Mark 1:15, Jesus said this, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. It is time to repent. The time to repent is now. The word repent means to have a change of mind and a change of heart. It means to make a change for the better. It means that you ask God to forgive you of your sins. You know, like the day that I got saved. Now, I hit rock bottom, but when I asked God, I said, Lord, can I start over like I never did nothing wrong? Can I start my life over? This life here ruined. Can I start this one over? You know how sometimes if you're losing a game, you done got behind? I got off to a bad start. Let's start over. All right, that's the way I was that day. I say, Lord, let me start this life over. The Lord said, I'll let you start over. And from that moment forward, he forgave me of everything in my past, completely wiped it out, and he gave me a brand new life. I said, now, Lord, this time I need some purpose. I need to know why I'm here, because my life don't have no meaning, no purpose. I need to know why I'm here. Give me a reason to live. Give me a purpose to be alive. And all of that came inside of me that day. And my life was totally changed. What did I do? I repented. I said, Lord, I don't want to sin no more. And God have to help you with that. I don't want to displease you anymore. I just want to live for you now. From now on, Jesus come into my life. He came in. I opened the door. He came in. He saved me. And then he began to teach me how they do things in the kingdom. See, you're supposed to be living your life like they do things in heaven, right? You ain't supposed to be living like people on earth. You're supposed to be living like people in heaven live. Now, we have the confrontation with evil down here. That's why it makes it hard, because the devil is opposing every move we make for God. He's going to try to stand in the way and stop us. But God's given us the power and the ability and the wisdom to overcome him. So there's no excuse. You can't blame the devil. You have your own will. The time to repent is now. The time to believe the gospel is now. The gospel is that Jesus died for your sins on the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day. Do you believe in the resurrection? Do you know what Jesus did for you when he went to the cross? Most people don't even have a clue. They say, oh, yeah, the Lord died for my sins. Let me tell you what happened on the cross. When Jesus went to the cross, he took all of your sin with him, came into him. He became sin for us so you could have right standing with God. See the exchange? He take your sin, he give you his righteousness. Another thing that happened, he took all of your sickness and disease into himself so you could have health and healing. He took all of your curse into himself. Bible says he was cursed for us so that the blessing could come on us. Another thing, when Jesus went to the cross, he took all our poverty. He became poor for us. He took our poverty so we could have his abundance. It's not the will of God for you to not have enough. You see, if it's the will of God for you not to have enough on earth, then it would be his will for you not to have enough in heaven. If you want to see what God's will is, then look at heaven. Heaven gives us the right perspective that we should have on earth. If it's not God's will for me to be sick in heaven, then it's not his will for me to be sick down here. If it's not his will for me to be poor in heaven, then it's not his will for me to be poor on earth. If it's not his will for me to be cursed in heaven, then it can't be his will for me to be cursed down here. If it's not his will for me to sin in heaven, then it's not his will for me to sin on earth. How many of y'all see it? Don't we pray that thy will be done in my life, in earth as it is where? We ask God for heaven on earth. When you believe the gospel that Jesus did it for you, you see, nothing happened in my life until I made it personal. I say, Lord, I believe that Jesus died for me. I didn't know about all the other stuff that I just told you about the curse and poverty and sickness and disease and all of that. I didn't know nothing about that. All I knew was that I know he had died for my sins. And that was enough to get me saved. And then when I got in this kingdom, then the Holy Ghost started teaching me what belonged to me as a child of God. Then I started learning that all this other stuff I've been accepting, and that the devil done lied to me and told me that it's the will of God for you not to have enough. It's the will of God for you to have trouble. It's the will of God for you to be sick. God put sickness on you. I started finding out that all that stuff wasn't true. That's called renewing your mind, changing the way you think, thinking like heaven thinks. But I believed the gospel that day that Jesus went to the cross for me, that he died for my sins, and that God raised him from the dead. In other words, to become a son or a daughter of God, you have to have faith in Jesus Christ and him only. The Bible says we are all children of God, sons and daughters of God, by faith in Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus told his disciples, he said, no man comes to the Father but by me. He is the only way into heaven. You can't get in heaven no other way than Jesus. Jesus have to be the one that allow you entrance into heaven. When you truly believe, you will repent. You will believe the gospel and receive Christ as your Savior. The gospel is that Jesus died for you on the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day. The scripture says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave power or the right or the privilege to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The decision is yours. Where will you spend eternity? Are you going to heaven or hell? You're already on one track or the other. There ain't no in between. Well, I'm trying to make my mind up. Well, if you hadn't made your mind up, guess which track you're on? You're still on the wrong track. You see, because you have to be definitive. You have to say, I'm on this track right here. I'm going to heaven. I'm on the track. I'm running the track that Jesus done laid out for me. And when you receive Christ as your Savior, he comes to live inside you. Paul said, it is no longer I that live, but it is Christ that lives in me. And the life I now live in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Jesus gave himself for you, but you had to believe it. And then you have to receive him. And then you have to have the works that show that you received it. You just can't say, I believe in Jesus, and then go on and live sinful. You haven't had a heart change when you do that. So heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. And a prepared people are those people that have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they have become the sons and daughters of God. That's who heaven's for. See, you can go to church all your life and still not receive him. You can sit in church all your life and never say, Jesus, change my life. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Savior. My life is not my own anymore. When you come to Jesus, you surrender. What does surrender mean? It means you give up. That means you give up your own life to receive his life. The Bible says that Jesus tasted death for every man, which means he experienced our death so we could have his life. And then I'm so glad for what he told Martha that day that he raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, Martha, do you believe? She said, if you had been here 4 days ago, my brother wouldn't have died. She had 4 days ago faith. Then Jesus said, Martha, your brother shall rise again. She said, oh, yeah, Lord, I know in the resurrection in the last day. Jesus said, Martha, he that believes in me shall never die. I am the resurrection and the life. Martha had Jesus in her past, and then she threw him over into the future when Jesus wanted to be a right now God. He didn't say, I will be the resurrection. He didn't say, I was the resurrection. He said, I am, which means right now. He said, he that liveth and believes in me will never die. That means, that doesn't mean your body won't die. That means your spirit and your soul will never experience the real death that people experience when they go to hell. When a child of God dies, they are ushered into the presence of God. They never die. Your spirit and soul are going to live forever. When you take your last breath, that means your spirit and soul is gone. Your spirit and soul is eternal because it's made in the image of God. You're going to live forever somewhere. And you have an opportunity today to make sure that heaven is your destination. I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care how many Bible scriptures you know. You can be in hell with a head full of knowledge. And then be wondering, how come I didn't believe what I knew? What I remembered, how come I didn't really act on it? I don't want you to have no regret. That rich man that I told you about that went to hell, guess what his wish was? Father Abraham, I have 5 brothers still alive. Would you send Lazarus back from the dead and tell them don't come to this place of torment? And you know what Abraham told him? He said, they have the writings of Moses and the prophets. Let them read their Bible. He said, all they got to do is read their Bible and believe what they read. They won't come there. He said, but even if we send him back from the dead, they still won't believe. It's not going to take a dead person coming back telling you they're going to make you believe. Either you're going to believe what's in that Bible or you're not. I believe it. I'm standing on it. I've made my decision. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. A prepared people are people who have received Christ, who have become sons and daughters of God. And they have put all their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the only way into this kingdom. You can't get that through Buddha. You can't get that through Muhammad. You can't get that through Hare Krishna. You can't get that through Mr. Moon. I'm going to tell you, you can only go through the Son, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord has laid this message on my heart to speak to you because he loves you. He don't want one person in here. The Bible says it's not his will that any should perish. God never rejoices when someone misses heaven. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host,